Yerushalmi Trumoth corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Ayin Tes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph, Amad Aleph, the second last line, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Yaakov, Ba'acha b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Afya de Rabbi Eliezer, Kebe Shammai, Kemad Rabbi Shammai Oimim Kidju Medumoyim Kain, Rabbi Eliezer Oimim Kidju Medumoyim. Rabbi Yirmiyah, quoting Rabbi Yaakov, Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Shimon Lakish, said that when the Mishnah taught that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if he separated more than 1 in 10, he should make it Trumoth Maaseh for produce elsewhere, Rabbi Eliezer follows the view of Beis Shammai who had in the first perek that the Trumah there is in a state of Dimurim, means mixed together with the rest of the produce. Adaitu Rabbi Yochanan Nicha, Echem Asar Shabai Kaidish Lashem Trumah, Vashar Echem Asar Trumah, Vashar Tevel Tovul Lamasois, Lefum Kain Sarach Meima, Yosem Mekan Yasena Trumoth Maaseh, Al Mokoim Acher. According to Rabbi Yochanan that in all cases Beis Shammai's law applies, the Trumah can be created in the form of Dimurah, it's fine, 1/10 is sanctified as Trumah, and as for the rest, 1/10 is Trumah, and the rest is Tevel concerning its Maaseh. Therefore, it's necessary for Rabbi Eliezer to say that if he designates more than 1/10, he should designate the excess as Trumoth Maaseh for produce elsewhere. Adaita de Chizkia, Kasha, Echa Me'asora, Shabai Kodesh L'Shem Kiddush L'Shem Truma, Vashah Echa Me'asora, Shabai Truma, Vashah Tevel, Tovel, Lakol. V'Tanina, Yoisim Mikan, Yasena Trumoth Maaseh, Al-Mokom Acher, Yasena Truma, should say Al-Mokom Acher. The Gemara asked the question, but according to Chizkiah, it's difficult. 1/10 is sanctified as Trumah, and as for the rest, 1/10 is Trumah, and the rest is fully Tevel, even concerning its Trumah. But the Mishnah taught that if he designates more than 1/10, he should designate the excess as Trumoth Maaseh for produce elsewhere. Let him designate it as Trumah for produce elsewhere instead. Sova Chizkiah kehad hador detani Rebchia, detani Rebchia, Yosef Mekan, Yasena Trumoth Maaseh, Amokam Acher. And the answer is, Chizkiah follows Rebbi Chia's version of the Mishnah that actually says he should designate the excess as Trumah for produce elsewhere. Ma taima de Bishmol, Reishit de Goncha, Dai le Reishit, Sheheke Dogon, Minayin Shleya Asa Vole Klum, Achishaya, Mixas, Tambed Laimim Reishit, Vole Kol Reishit. What is the Bishmol's source to say in our Mishnah that a person may make up to half chulin and half truma? The Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yuches Pasuk Dalad, the first of your grain is enough that your truma should be as your grain. What's the source that he has done nothing unless he has left some behind? The Pasuk says concerning separating challah in Bamidbar, in Perek Tesvav Pasuk Chof Aleph, from the first of your dough, but not all of the first. And we come now to the next Mishnah. B'shloisha pokim m'sharin es ha-kalkola, v'b'choyroith, v'b'seifroith, v'emsa ha-kayetz. There are three times when the basket used for measuring trumah is measured, at the time of ripening of the first fruits, the last fruits, and the middle of the summer. Hamoine meshubach v'amoided meshubach hemenu v'hashoike meshubach me'shlashtan. One who counts out when he tithes, aside from the truma which may only be taken to estimation, is praiseworthy. One who measures is more praiseworthy, and one who weighs out is the most praiseworthy of the three. And the Gemara says, Mimi hu meshubach. The Gemara asks, the Mishnah taught that one who counts out is praiseworthy. More praiseworthy than whom? Amar Rav Chuna meshubach min ha-toyrim min ha-oimed. And Rav Chuna answered, it's the one who separates based on evaluation without measurement. Amar B'chanina, Bered of Hillel, Masnith and Amakain, Vashoikel, Meshubach, Meshlashtan. Rechanina, the son of Rabbi Hillel, says that the Mishnah also indicates this, as it says that one who weighs out is more praiseworthy than the three. This shows that there are actually four ways to separate. Amar B'chanina, Tipata, Meshlashtan, Veleith, Atshmamina, Klum. Rabbi Hillel rejects this, he says that it should be read as of the three, meaning that there are, in fact, only three ways. We come now to the next Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Truma, Oila, Be'echad Umeya. Rabbi Eliezer says that Truma is annulled in a mixture of 101. Rabbi Shura Oimer, Be'meya, Ve'oid, Ve'oid Ze, Ein Lo Shia. Rabbi Shura says in a little over 100, and the extra can be any amount. Rabbi Yosi Be'meshulam Oimer, Ve'oid, Kav, Le'meya, Sa, Shesus, Le'mumaduma. Rabbi Yosi Be'meshulam says that the extra is a Kav per 100 Sa, meaning that 1/6 of the Sa that fell into the mixture. The Gemara says Menayin, it should say Shehein Oilin. The Gemara asks that what's the source that Truma is annulled in 101? Rabbi Yoina, Ksiv, Mikol Chalboi, at Mikadchoi, Dova, Mimenu Dova, Shat, Mari Mimenu, Im Yipol, Seichoi, Mikadchoi, Vekamu, Echad Nimeir. Rabbi Yoina answers that the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Yutches Pasuk Choftes, from all your gifts, you shall separate every gift of Hashem from its choicest portion, that part of it which is to be consecrated. This refers to Trumas Maisa, which is 1/100 of your produce, as is 1/10 of the Maisa Rishon. The Pasuk teaches that if it fell back into the rest of the pile, which is meaning into 99, it prohibits them, implying that if there was any more than 99, it would have become annulled. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Moisif, Sa Umale, Rebbe Lezer says an additional Tsar is required. Rabbi Shura Aimer Moifif Kol Shehu Umale. Rabbi Shura says any minimum addition is required. And Rabbi Yosef Meshulam Aimer Vo'oid Kav Lemer Tsar Shesusle Meduma V'alacha Kedva. Rabbi Yosef Ben Shimon says that an additional Kav with 1/6 of a Tsar is required, and the halacha follows his words.